This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nearly a month after Russian forces invaded Ukraine, there are growing indications Ukrainian forces are going on the offensive, targeting Russian troops, and in some cases, retaking lost ground. Ukraine's defense ministry said Tuesday its forces had retaken Makariv, a suburb of the capital, Kiev, following heavy fighting. U.S. officials declined to comment on the Ukrainian efforts, but they did say that in some parts of the country, the momentum appears to be shifting.
Russia has thus far manifestly failed.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The brave citizens of Ukraine are refusing to submit. They're fighting back. They're defending their homes. They're defending their cities. And although Russia may take more territory in these brutal military operations, it will never take the country away from the Ukrainian people.
The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, said Tuesday more than 3.5 million people are believed to have fled Ukraine seeking refuge in Poland, Romania, Moldova, and Hungary. Those who have not been able to escape are facing an increasingly dire situation. U.S. President Joe Biden plans to announce new sanctions against Russia on Thursday while in Brussels for meetings with NATO and European allies. Biden, who will take part in a special meeting of NATO and address the European Council summit, is also expected to underscore efforts to enforce the avalanche of existing list of sanctions already announced by the U.S. and its allies.
He will join our partners in imposing further sanctions on Russia and tightening the existing sanctions to crack down on evasion and to ensure robust enforcement.
Sullivan, again, who declined to further preview the new sanctions the president will announce. Biden is traveling to Brussels and Poland. This is VOA News. Russia blames the U.S. for a church split in Ukraine, AP correspondent Walter Ratliff reports.
Russia claims that foreign actors have encroached on its religious turf in Ukraine, even alleging the United States helped instigate an Eastern Orthodox schism there. Moscow Patriarch Kirill, head of the Russian Orthodox Church, said both the West and a rival patriarch were pursuing the same end of seeking to weaken Russia. Experts say the conflict in Ukraine isn't a religious war, but it has a religious dimension. The Ukrainian Orthodox Church was recognized as independent as recently as 2019. Many Ukrainian Orthodox remained loyal to the Moscow branch of the church, but that loyalty is now breaking down in response to the Russian invasion. I'm Walter Ratliff.
In the U.S., the first black woman to be nominated to the Supreme Court faces senators' questions at her confirmation hearing, and Ketanji Brown Jackson is forcefully defending her record as a federal judge, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Amid GOP concerns that her judicial philosophy is too liberal, Jackson laid out her process.
I ensure that I am proceeding from a position of neutrality.
And trying to understand what people who created the law intended. Jackson pushed back against Republican claims that she's soft on crime, rebutting suggestions she may have endangered kids by giving light sentences to child pornographers. As a judge and a mom,
nothing could be further from the truth.
Barring something unexpected, Democrats hope to have Jackson confirmed by Easter as the High Court's first black woman. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Rescuers in southern China searched for survivors from a China Eastern Airlines jet on Tuesday after it crashed with 132 people on board. And authorities said severe damage to the aircraft would make it difficult to establish the cause of the crash. The flight on Monday plunged from cruising altitude to crash into the mountains less than an hour before landing time. A jet appeared to dive to the ground at an angle of about 35 degrees from vertical in video images from a vehicle's dashboard camera, according to Chinese media. No survivors have been found. Recapping our top story, nearly a month after Russian forces invaded Ukraine, there are growing indications Ukrainian forces are going on the offensive, targeting Russian troops and in some cases retaking lost ground. Ukraine's defense ministry said Tuesday its forces had retaken a suburb of the capital, Kiev, following heavy fighting. U.S. officials declined to comment, but did say in some parts of the country the momentum appears to be shifting. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.